Road, a variance from the required 10 acres or more to place a manufactured home, and a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
All right. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Brian G. Dottillo. I live on RD3, Box 298, A, Laurel Valley.
James Burton. I live at 5873 Ross Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay. You raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everyone. The case we're bringing for today is actually a repeat of case number 10452 back in 2009.
Uh-huh.
We filed for an extension back in September of 2010, and due to financial reasons, we lapsed our approval. And it is for the approval of the variance for the required lot frontage, the 150-foot. We'd like to get away with 50-foot for the frontage, and the reason is for my actual brother-in-law, which would be Brian's son here, is for a new lot behind his current residence, and it would also be for Class C housing.
Okay, so this is the same?
Yes, sir. I've owned the property for 30 years. I cut an acre out to the right of me in 2009.
Okay.
And Jack and my daughter and my grandson live there on an acre. I have approximately 5 acres of land behind me.
All right.
And it used to be a country road, dirt road. It was called Mount Pleasant Church Road, but the state dropped it. That was the way that we got to the back of the land. And when we lost that country road years and years ago, because it wasn't maintained, then, you know, we ran into this problem where we're landlocked. That's actually what we are. And so I have enough property to the right. It's well within the variance of my drain field for my septic to bring them in on a good place on the road. It's a straight look, left and right, not a curve or anything. And I just want to take 50 feet of land to the left of me and bring him in to one lot behind me, and then we're finished. That takes care of my two children. It gives my daughter and my son a place to live.
Okay.
So basically, it's the same thing.
That's you at play.
Yeah,
same
yes,
thing.
2009.
I misread the paperwork. It said that I had 1 year to develop, and I thought that meant I had to put the house there in a year.
Gotcha.
And we sell bread for a business for a living, and you know, the recession hit us down the beach, and I was right there. All I had to do was make the paperwork right. I didn't understand it.
Everything's exactly the same as the original
change
request.
Whatsoever.
Yes.
From the last time you were here.
Yep.
Okay. Due to the economy and the way things were, that's what.
Exactly.
Back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
And Mr. Callaway? No. So hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11033 based on the testimony and also based on the record that was in effect at August 3rd, 2009, being approved by the board at that time, and it is the same request for a special use exception to retain a mobile home on less than 10 acres and a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. And the reasons would be at that time that it wouldn't affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring properties.
No, sir.
And with that, I'd like to make a motion that we approve it.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,033. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye also.
Aye, for reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,033 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.